Michigan State Senator Tupac Hunter. Senator, how are you?
Great. Good to be with you this morning.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you greatly. I know that you have some concerns. You've called for tax foreclosure auction reforms to help homeowners and combat land speculators. Talk about this.
Well, in the county of Wayne alone, as of today, the Wayne County Treasurer is going to go out and auction off 14,000 properties. This problem is really great in Wayne County and other counties across the state, I would imagine. The foreclosure crisis is still with us, and as a matter of fact, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think we need reforms in place to make sure that land speculators aren't able to continue to game the system as they've been doing. In Wayne County alone, in the auction last year, 11 owners purchased over a quarter of the properties that were available at auction. Wayne County, for instance, is auctioning properties online, so that means an investor, and I use that term loosely, can purchase properties in neighborhoods across the county as far away as Seattle to Shanghai. And I think we need to just get a better handle on how we manage that process to make sure that we are not further destabilizing our neighborhoods, but in fact turning our neighborhoods around by working with local community groups, committed individuals, to make sure that the right people are buying these properties, who have intentions on investing in those properties, improving them, creating jobs, and improving the community.
And what you want to do would involve the whole state. You want to protect the whole state, even though we've been talking about Wayne County.
Absolutely. That's the value of having these things done on the state level. You can uniformly address the issue. I'm just speaking as far as Wayne County is concerned. That's just the perspective that I'm coming from as a Wayne County senator. However, we've been working with the county treasurer in Genesee County, Oakland County. We've even spoken with treasurers across the state, even out your way in Lansing. So I think that it's been well received. People understand that the foreclosure crisis has impacted us all. More needs to be done, and hopefully this series of reforms that we're rolling out in the legislature will be adopted.
Okay, Senate Bill 572 would ban property owners who owe back taxes or blight fines from participating in county-sponsored land auctions. Bill 571 would require anyone wanting to participate in a second county auction to pre-register with the county 14 days ahead of time. And Senate Bill 42 would allow for these foreclosed properties to be transferred to a land bank before being sold off in a second auction. These three bills, where are they now, and when do you expect them to be voted on?
The bills have been introduced just recently. As you might imagine, the legislature is going to be very busy with many legislative proposals this fall, but I am hoping that we will be able to get hearings going pretty soon. I'm going to be in contact with the committee chairman that have purview over these bills. I'm going to aggressively pursue it, but mainly what I'm after is to raise awareness about how important this issue is, and I'm hoping that as we continue to see the things that we're seeing, it will really give people pause to really take a look at this, because it affects us all.